It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here in just a moment, we're going to be speaking with Jim Field here as he's on his way to cover state wrestling once again at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. And we'll be introducing something a little bit different that Jim's going to try to do here each Friday here for you on Heartbeat Today. So we'll have that for you in just a moment. But first things first, Brett Holt's in with us here this morning. He made his way into the studio, and you have a good Valentine's Day, Brett?
Well, not too bad. Good morning. All of our plumbing technicians have extensive education on doing just the right thing by code for you and your home. We follow the Universal Plumbing Code and always have. The new state laws are in effect, and you can be rest assured that Camblin Plumbing and Heating is right on target, fully licensed and covered by a large blanket of insurance, as we always have been. Camblin Plumbing and Heating has and always will be a stickler about adhering to the letter of the law, and as always, will probably go just the extra mile to make sure that your home is as safe and the best job is done. If we make a mistake, our customers know that we stand behind all of our work with good common sense warranty program. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan.
All right, thank you very much, Brett. And now here is your host, Jim Field.
Well, thank you, Chris. Good morning, everyone. On the road this morning, heading off to cover the state wrestling championships again today in Des Moines. But just because we're driving doesn't mean we can't be working, right? Always doing something. Well, I wanted to take some time this morning to introduce folks to something I've actually kind of been thinking about and rummying around in my head for quite a long time. But just kind of thought after visiting yesterday with Bill Williams about the Remember Our Fallen exhibit that'll be at the Atlantic High School next week, I just kind of got to thinking again about this idea that I had at the back of my head. I wanted to try to maybe introduce it here this morning. It's something I'd like to do on Fridays each week. What I want to do is I want to refer to Fridays from here on as Freedom Friday. And Freedom Friday is going to be a day on this program where we honor those who keep us free. The ones who actually put their lives on the line each and every day, as whether or not they're active military or whether or not they are veterans who have retired from their service, whether or not they are currently active or whether they are folks who are involved in, say, perhaps National Guard or the Reserves, different programs like that. It doesn't matter what branch of the service, it doesn't matter when or where they serve, but we'd like to just take some time once a week to honor someone who has decided to dedicate their professional lives to helping keep us free. You know, it's real easy to sit back and to watch the things that they do and just kind of take things for granted because they're the ones putting themselves in harm's way. We sit back here and reap the rewards of all of their hard work and their sacrifice. But, you know, we need to stop and take time once in a while to remember those folks. And remember them, not just those who have given the ultimate sacrifice. It's nice with this exhibit that will be there at the Atlantic High School next week to be able to honor those and remember those folks who gave the ultimate sacrifice in helping to defend our freedom. But there are many, many other people. You know, let's face it, everybody has a story. One thing I've learned over doing thousands and thousands of interviews over the years in this business is that it doesn't really matter who you're talking to or what their experiences are. Everyone has stories, and it's always fun to sit down and to just kind of get someone started and get them talking. It's just a matter of finding the right thing to talk about, and it's amazing how much you can get out of someone about their own experiences. And, well, let's face it, a lot of the folks who are involved in the military, whether it's, you know, service here in our country, whether it's service overseas, whether it's during wartime or not, it doesn't really seem to matter much. They all have stories that we might find very interesting, perhaps shocking in some cases, but it's nice to be able to get them to open up a little bit, talk a little bit about that. You know, the success of doing something like this, though, very much depends on your involvement, because what I'm asking folks to do is just to nominate someone. You know, whenever you feel the urge, whether, again, it's someone who's currently serving in the military, whether it's the young or the old, whether it's someone who's retired, a veteran, whether they served in you know, some of the recent war conflicts, whether they served in World War II, Korea, Vietnam, it doesn't really matter. Whether they served during peacetime, just send in a note. Might be your son or daughter. You know, might be a brother or sister.